Bruce Springsteen, Dancing in the Dark here on Virgin Radio. I say Virgin Radio, not for that much longer. The new name, it's out there. The cat is out of the bag. However, I've got to keep it just in the bag at the moment a little bit longer. Like, it's been out of the bag. It might have been out of the bag to your mobile phone if you've ever texted us here at Virgin Radio. That cat might have got out of that bag into your mobile phone. Or it might have got out of the bag down the internet into your computer and your email if you're a VIP. But apart from that, what we have to do is keep our foot on that bag. Not on the bit where the cat is, but on the open bit of the bag. Keep that foot down on it, so that cat, which isn't a real cat, I hasten to add,
that's because sorry for
there are a lot of cat lovers.
Yeah,
it's the new name of the radio station. So don't feel sorry for it.
Okay.
It's just a word. Or is it just a word? Is it nine words? And Christian O'Connell on his breakfast show tomorrow morning, 7:45, will be revealing all about this particular cat. Annabelle.
Yes.
Have you written a letter?
I have.
Who would that be to then?
To Selina Scott.
Selina Scott, let's hear it then.
Dear Selina Scott, hello there. I'm just writing to say how sorry I am that you believe Channel 5 had discriminated against you in regards to your age. They have denied this, but it does worry me that it'll go to court and put a big dent in 5's budget. Because I was rather hoping they'd have enough money to bring back The Farm, that one-off show, The Naked Jungle with Chuggers in the Nude, and make a documentary called I Gave Birth to My Grandfather and Auntie Despite Having 13 Legs, but luckily neither inherited my actual pig snout and freakily hairy elbows and neck. But don't let me stop you. And I'm really sorry that you feel there is age discrimination against women in television. But then again, if I see a woman your age, 57, on telly, then it doesn't matter what they're saying. It could be the most interesting thing anyone has said ever. The only words I'm hearing screaming at me are menopause, HRT, hot flushes, palpitations, incontinence pads, the change, wrinkles and night sweats. It'd be fine, though, if it's a 57-year-old man, then I'm just thinking distinguished and maybe silver fox. But anyway, did you really want this job covering Natasha Kaplinsky's maternity leave on 5 News? I've not seen this programme recently, but if you've got Emily Maitlis on the BBC perching on a desk and flashing her calves and ankles like a dirty prostitute, then I dread to think what's going on over at 5. Well, I hope this case manages to resolve itself. All the very best, Annabelle.